This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's no secret, water grows crops, but researchers at WSU have discovered potato acreage in the Odessa Aquifer region fell by over 25% due to water quality and quantity issues. The Washington Potato Commission's Matt Harris says farmers in the Odessa sub-area are dependent on deep well irrigation.
And there is a plan to move forward through a partnership with Ecology, through the Bureau of Reclamation, through local entities, family farms, to then take those deep well irrigation, those straws, let's say, out of the system and replace that with surface water provided by the Bureau of Reclamation. But the problem that we have is that there needs to be funding put into the development of this infrastructure project.
Harris says uncertainties in Olympia worry stakeholders.
There has been funding by the state of Washington and some federal, local funding, and also private funding by those family farms to make this all happen. But we're starting to see some processes. I think when you look at where we're at with our capital budget, are we going to see a budget? And would we see dollars that the state of Washington can make in an investment to make sure rural Washington State, specifically for farming in the Odessa, stays whole?
Harris calls Washington the most productive potato growing region in the U.S. and wants lawmakers to continue investment in the Odessa sub-area.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.